is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one-world Antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. Once again, we welcome you to this portion of the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. Now, we've been preaching about a very controversial subject, and we've titled this subject, To Whom Does the Land of Israel Belong? We've already covered the fact that God has said in His Holy Word that God has promised this land to the Jewish people. And that God had commanded the Jewish people not to remove those ancient landmarks. So the Jewish people don't even have a prerogative in this. They have no choice but to keep the land, to possess the land, and need be conquer the land or repossess the land that they've lost that really rightfully belongs to them. So the issue here is what God thinks about it. And we're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about the God of heaven and earth. We're talking about Jehovah God. And God has promised this land to the Jews. Next, we talked about that God gave those boundaries, exactly how large and where logistically it is. We talked about from the Bible that this land starts from the southern part of the river of Egypt, which is the Nile River, and goes all the way north and to northwest to the great river Euphrates. That would cover a large portion, Lebanon, Syria, some of Jordan, and most of Iraq. And it's no wonder that these countries are not very loving towards Israel. They feel that their existence is threatened. Now, I'll tell you one thing, according to the Bible, their existence is threatened if they're going to war against the people that he calls the apple of his eye. Now, I'll tell you one thing. If you stick your finger in my eyeball, it's going to hurt me, and I'm not going to like it. Now, God Almighty loves the Jewish people, and he gave that land to them as an eternal inheritance, everlasting inheritance. And nobody has a right to take that land away from the Jews. Now, we're not trying to downgrade the Arabs. We love Arab people. We love the Palestinians. There's no question that God has a plan for them as well. But the fact of the matter is that they have no right to that land that rightfully belongs to the Jews. God did promise the Ishmaelites that he would give them 12 nations. And you could take all the nations, the Arab nations, that are really against the Jews and fit them all in Jordan and Saudi Arabia. And I'll tell you right now that this is what they need to do. It doesn't matter to me from what background you're from. You're going to either be a Jew, a Gentile, an Arab, a Muslim. The main thing is God wants you to realize that he, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the true and living God. And that he sent his only begotten Son, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary, to shed his blood as an atonement for your sins. And that's the one that you have to, that's the one you're going to stand before one day, before the white throne judgment of God. And God is going to judge you because you have rejected Christ. But I hope that's not the case. I hope there are those out there, by the authority of the Bible, have put their trust and received the free gift of salvation, eternal life, through Jesus Christ. The Bible does say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All right, we talked about a part of those boundaries regarding the PLO, and that this is really not a new problem. It was mentioned in Judges chapter 11, and it's the same problem back in those days happening today. Now, I want to cover, for this time period, I'd like to cover the fact that God is jealous over Israel. That's right. He's jealous over Israel. He's jealous over the Jewish people, and he does not like people dealing wrongfully, arrogantly, and destructively against his people. He does not like it, and he will not hold you guiltless. God will bring you to account one day for your actions. The best thing you can do is to repent of what you've done, live peaceably with the Jews, and claim the promise that he gave to the Ishmaelites, which, for the most part, the Arab world are descendants. Now, let me get into this, that God is jealous over it. I mean, God is jealous over Israel, over the Jews. In Psalms 125 in the Old Testament, the Tanakh, also Te'ilim in the Hebrew, this book tells us, it's a song of degrees, and it says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." Verse 2, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever." Now, folks, the title deed for that land was given to the Jews, and God is jealous. He is jealous over the people and over the land. Isaiah chapter 54 tells us, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more of the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles." Did you hear what God said? Though God said that the Jews are going to inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. "Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee." Verse 10, the Bible tells us, "For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee." When he says on thee, he's talking about the Jews. He's talking about the nation of Israel. He's talking about the apple of his eye. Verse 11, the Bible says, "O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror. not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Let me repeat that once again now. Whosoever shall gather together against thee, in other words, against the Jews, against Israel, shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. Now notice verse 17, so very important. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So the Bible's telling us, no weapon that is formed, no bomb, no weapon, no gun, no knife, no weapon that man can create is going to prosper against the Jews. And I'll tell you the reason why. God is jealous over Israel. He's jealous over them. And how it is, hey, listen, I'm jealous over my family. You're not going to harm my family without a fight. I'm supposed to be the keeper of my family to protect them. Yes, indeed, that is the will of God. And so God's jealous over his wife. Israel, in the Bible, is referred to as Jehovah's wife. And I wouldn't mess around with the wife of God. Wouldn't mess around. And that's his earthly people. Yes, indeed, the Jews. In fact, the Bible tells us in 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 7, that God has put his name there forever. He said, I put my name forever, referring that he was going to put his name there in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. So, beloved, God is jealous. He's jealous with a jealous love over the nation of Israel. So far, we see from the Word of God that it's so very important to realize that if we or anybody in this world rises up against the Jews, they're going to have to face God one day. In fact, if you look throughout history, every nation and any people that have ever rose up against the Jews, they have suffered tremendously. Remember the story there in the book of Esther that Haman, who hated the Jews and wanted to hang Mordecai on the gallows. The Jews celebrate a feast called Purim, and it's a memorial and a remembrance of the time of that great event. And what happened there, that Haman was a wicked man, and he wanted to destroy the Jews for his own conceit, and he wanted to basically to be the big shot. And so he erected a gallows about 50 cubits high, and he said, I'm going to get Mordecai on those gallows. Well, the end result was this. Just like the Bible says, I'll curse them that curse thee. And so, in other words, if you're going to curse the Jews, let it be known that God is going to curse you in the same fashion that you cursed the Jews, and more so. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. What happened was that Haman, who sought to hang Mordecai on the gallows, wind up being hung himself on his own gallows and 10 of his sons on gallows. Oh my, I wouldn't mess around with the Jews. Now listen, if you're an Arab leader or you're in some form of government in one of these Arab countries, you ought to start thinking right. You ought to start realizing and fearing the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and realize you better not put your finger against the Jews, because you will be held accountable for it. And remember Pharaoh back in the days of where the Jews were in slavery, and the Egyptian Pharaoh would not let the Jews go. And no matter how hard Moses endeavored to show the mighty works of God, he refused and repented not of his wickedness and would not let the people of Israel go. Eventually, God said and sent the 10th plague. the tenth plague was that if they did not repent and get under the blood, the Passover blood of the Lamb, then God was going to send the angel of death and kill the firstborn of every son, even to the house of Pharaoh. That was the tenth plague. And it did come to pass, folks. And you know why? That the tenth plague resulted in the death of the firstborn. If they did not get right with God and get under the blood, that was with hyssop put upon the lintel of the door and the two side posts. I'll tell you why. Remember when Pharaoh said to the midwives, basically told them, commanded them to kill the Hebrew baby boys. And thank God Moses was saved out of that, the great deliverer of Israel. But as a result of Pharaoh cursing the Jews by trying to kill the firstborn, the tenth plague upon his own people resulted in the same thing that he sought to do against the Jews. I tell you right now, I would not go against the Jews. Even during the Holocaust, Hitler, who exterminated and cremated the bodies of those 6 million Jews that he gassed to death, he cremated them, thinking that he could do away with their memory. And when wind up that Hitler committed suicide himself and threw himself into the fire and burned alive in the fire. Not only that, he's burning in hell fire right now and will for all eternity because he not only rejected the Jews, he rejected the God of the Jews, the God of Israel. So what's the conclusion of the whole matter? The conclusion of the whole matter is this. I don't want to be guilty of going against Israel. I don't have to agree with everything they do. Right now, they, as a country, have not embraced the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob the way the Bible tells them they ought to. For the most part, the majority of the Jews do not recognize the Messiah has already come. And he did come some 2,000 years ago. And he died according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. There are 324 prophecies of the Old Testament. Prophecies about the Messiah, that he would come. And he did come. And he's going to come again. And the Bible teaches us that without Christ, we have no hope. Now, if you're a Jew or a Gentile, an Arab, or from some other country of the world, I'm here to tell you that the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. You can have the peace of God. You can be saved. You can have your sins forgiven. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law, not to break it. And he did. He fulfilled the law. All the law of Moses was a pointer to him. All that blood sacrifice. Every time they shed the blood of a lamb, it was a picture of the Messiah dying for our sins on the cruel cross of Calvary. How about it? If you come by faith, believing, God will save you. He'll save you from your sins. Yes, the Bible tells us in Ezekiel chapter 18, but if the wicked turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. In other words, you're going to have to understand you're a sinner. You're going to have to understand that you deserve the flames of hell for all eternity for your sins. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death. You're going to have to acknowledge that you have offended God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And by humility of heart, not wanting to sin against him any longer, repenting of your sins, forsaking it, willing to forsake, God will have mercy on you, and God will forgive you through the power of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're very thankful that you have listened to this portion of Hope Israel Baptist broadcast, and we will resume the subject, to whom does the land of Israel belong, on the next portion, on the next time that we air this. But I want you to stay tuned now. We have some more during this hour for the Hope of Israel Baptist program. And we want you to just listen and open up your heart to the things of God. May God richly bless you, and remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that will only really happen until the Messiah comes, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will reign on the throne of David one day and bring true peace to that region of the world. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia or G-A, 30127 USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127 USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world. And we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of His eye. This is Dr. K. Daniel Fried, and I'm going to now spend this next few minutes here regarding news and analysis. In particular, we're going to talk about the subject of anti-Semitism as it's being reported in the news almost every day. And if you have been listening to the news, you understand that for the most part, the news media is very one-sided. And because it's very one-sided, you don't really know what's happening out there. But I can assure you one thing, that there is a conspiracy of silence for the truth, and there is a conspiracy of voices out there against the truth. Now, folks, when it comes to anti-Semitism, let me give you a definition that I have come up with, and I think it's very consistent. Now, if I leave something out, please forgive me. But my definition of anti-Semitism, now let me just tell you that anti means the word comes from against, and Semitism comes from the word Semitic. And we know that the Jews are a Semitic people. What's so interesting is historically, all the Arabs, all the descendants of Abraham, would be considered Shemites. In fact, Shem and his descendants are all considered Shemites and therefore Semites. What's so interesting is that only the Jews, when we refer to the Semitic people, only the Jews are under that classification today. So when we call anti-Semitism, what do we mean? What is meant is that which is against the Jewish people in particular. Anti-Semitism is that enmity or deep hatred which is against the chosen people of Israel and their existence. It is the devil's machinery to destroy the apple of God's eye. However, the Word of God gives strong judgment against these wicked devices. Now, I'm going to read a little history about anti-Semitism when it comes to the nation of France. According to the International Jerusalem Post, I have an article here, and I'll read this to you. It says, regarding a Jewish Time article, France, King Louis IX forced all Jews to wear a distinctive yellow badge 732 years ago this week. The decree was in accordance with the year 1215 order by the Fourth Lateran Council, which was the first 64 years after its delivery, was not implemented. So for the first 64 years, it was not implemented. Louis the Ninth's decree ordered, quote, both men and women to wear badges on their outer garment, both front and back, round pieces of yellow felt or linen, a palm long or four fingers wide, unquote. The badge, which became widespread and was discontinued during the Age of Enlightenment, was later reinstituted by the Nazis as they began deporting the Jews. Now, most countries in the world are very anti-Semitic. Now, how do I know that? Am I biased in my view about that, or is there really something to it? I believe, folks, there's something definitely true about that statement, that most countries in the world are anti-Semitic. In other words, they could care less if the nation of Israel exists. And I'll show you what I mean. According to an article that I have cut out, reported in the New York Times, September the 23rd, 1998. Now, I know that's a little while back, but it's not too far back. This basically is the attitude of most of the countries in the world. Now, according to this article here, countries eligible to sit on the United Nations Security Council, I want to just read some of these. Believe it or not, Israel is the only one of the 185 member countries ineligible to serve on the United Nations Security Council, the key deliberative group of the world body. Even Iraq is eligible. So is Iran. And so too are Cuba, Libya, North Korea, Sudan, and Syria. Can you believe that? All these countries, some of them are even terrorist countries, or known for terrorism coming out of the country, are able, allowed to sit on the United Nations Security Council. But Israel, ha, guess what? The country's not eligible to sit on the United Nations Security Council. Guess what country is not allowed? Israel. But only Israel, among all UN members, is denied the right to belong to any regional group. As a temporary measure, Israel has sought acceptance in the West European or other group, which is a WEOG, which includes not only the democracies of Western Europe, but also the United States and other Western countries. I mean, come on now, folks. Come on. This is ridiculous. This goes to show you that the majority of the countries in the world are not favorable to Israel. Why are they always singled out? I'll tell you what. This is just shows you that there is a devilish, satanic conspiracy against the Jewish people. Whether you like it or not, it's just a reality. And you can be sure that the devil will use every loophole, every opening, whether it be in the government or some false religious body, to undermine and to do his best to destroy the Jewish people. In fact, I have a list here. I believe I've gotten this from the World Jewish Congress, a list of some of the anti-Semitic activity. This is basically a quick summary of, some of this is reported last year, in the year 2000. And, I think old news is not too old to report, even if it's 10, 15, or 20, or even 50 or 100 years later, if it's relevant for today. And I guarantee you one thing, folks, it is relevant for today. Now, attacks and anti-Semitic assaults. The number of incidents were 59. They're reported in Germany, Argentina, New York, Belgium, Romania, Spain, Illinois, Canada, England, again in England, South Africa, London, England, Manchester, England, Canada, New York, France, Germany, and St. James, Long Island, New York, Sun Valley, California. Shots were fired, Sydney, Australia, France, Boston, Massachusetts, and there's probably others. Desecration of synagogues, cemeteries, monuments, memorials, numbered about 24. Here are some of the countries: Macedonia, Hungary, South Africa, North Rhine, Germany, Connecticut, in the United States, New Haven, Connecticut, that was Germany, Saarbrücken, and Bosnia. All right, as far as threats, there were 8 reported in Switzerland, Brazil, Belgium, again in Brazil, France, England, Australia. Anti-Semitic literature was 27 were reported, and this is in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, New York, Australia, Brooklyn, New York, Belgium, Essex, England, again, Uston, England, Greenwich, Connecticut, Russia, London, England, Australia, Mexico, Russian, Connecticut, France, Australia again, Canada, France, Russia, South Africa, Australia, Estonia. All right, as far as government sanction rhetoric, that would be against the Jews. They numbered 14. Czech Republic, France, Germany, Lithuania, Russia, Germany, Nevada, Reno, Nevada, Russia, and Sydney, Australia, and there might be some more of that as well. Now, folks, listen, this is outrageous. So when I read to you there about the Francis Lewis and the anti-Semitic way that there was back in those days, we see here that there's nothing new. It's been going on for years, Louis IX's decree about that badge. Now listen, some of my own kinfolk wore that badge during the Holocaust. It's a Star of David with yellow in the back as the back backdrop color, and J-U-D-E is the imprint in the middle. My family members wore that. Many of them died in the Holocaust. So yeah, I have personal interest in this, and I'm just saying, by the authority of the Word of God, that this is a devilish, satanic attack. And anybody that's not a Bible believer, doesn't believe the Bible, will lend to this whole operation against the Jews. Now, arson and explosions, 24 were reported in these various countries, Australia, England, Canada, France, Sweden, USA. How about stones and bottles and other articles that were thrown at Jews? 99 of them were reported. Now, this is what's been reported. There's a lot more has not been reported. I can guarantee you that. Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, England, Canada, Spain, Russia, France, Germany, Mexico, Netherlands, USA. And, I just can't understand why people say that the Jews want to conquer the world when the whole world's against the Jews. You know, it seems outrageous, and it is. Now, a miscellaneous anti-Semitic activity, 6 were reported, and I believe these are major activities that they are reporting here in a 3-month span after Yom Kippur in the year 2000. So those miscellaneous anti-Semitic activities were 6, Berlin, Germany, Budapest, Hungary, Canterbury, New Zealand, Finland, Japan, and Poland. So folks, as you can see, anti-Semitism, that is deep hatred, which is against chosen people of Israel, is very alive today. Don't let anybody deceive you into thinking otherwise. Now, the Bible says very clearly about this going on, and God is not very happy. God's going to have the last say, folks. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is going to balance the books one day. Be assured, and be just assured. Listen, I'm just telling you what the Bible says, and I don't want to be on the side of the devil. I want to be on the side of God, because if God before me, who can be against me? Now, according to the Holy Scriptures in the Old Testament, known as the Tanakh to the Jews, in the book Tehillim, or the book of Psalms, chapter 83, verses 5, 9, 10, 13, and 17, I'm going to read that, and you're going to see how God feels about all this anti-Semitism. He says, they have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation. All right? That's exactly what's happening today. They're saying the same thing. Let's cut off the Jews from becoming a nation, and they've already become a nation, but they want to make sure they don't continue as a nation, and they want to send the Jews into the Mediterranean Sea, all right? So the Bible says, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Oh, how many would just love to do that, for they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, and the brook Kishon, which perished at Endor, they became as dung for the earth. That's what God is saying that he's going to do against those nations and individuals who rise up against his chosen people, the Jews. He says, continuing on in the Word of God, the precious Word of God, O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempests, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. Well, folks, what do you think? I believe the Bible. And I'll tell you what, I know that Israel has not always been innocent. God has said that many times they have been a disobedient and a gainsaying people. But that's not your job to try to discipline them, punish them, and try to deal with them. That is God's job, and he sure has done a job bringing chastisement against his own people. That's his prerogative. He knows what's best for them. He knows what's going to bring them around as a nation, that they may come as a nation to believe in the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. But he does it lovingly. He does it because he wants to show them that he is the only wise God and there is none else. Now, folks, even today, and even as reported some time ago, the rhetoric and the overtone of the Arab nations against the Jews, there is no mercy with them. In fact, let me quote some of the old-timers of the Arab nations who had just terrible things to say against the Jews. For example, here we have a quotation. I'll just read it and then quote it. I'll give you the quotation of who said it. This will be a war of extermination and a momentous massacre like the Mongolian massacres. Azam Pascal, Secretary General of the Arab League, at a May 15, 1948 press conference in Cairo, as reported by the New York Times on May 16, 1959. Quote, the existence of Israel is an error which must be rectified. This is our opportunity to wipe out the ignominy which has been with us since 1948. Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map. This is what President Abdel Rahman Arif of Iraq said in May 31, 1967. Now, this rhetoric has not changed. After Israel won the Six-Day War, they said, quote, the battle with Israel must be such that after it, Israel will cease to exist. President Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, as is quoted in Beirut by Al Jazeera's radio, November 12, 1973. Well, folks, I've given you some news and analysis and what the Bible has to say about it. I will end this portion with Obadiah, verses 12 to 16 from the Holy Scriptures. This is what the Bible says. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that it became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Do you hear what the Bible's saying, those who are rising up against Israel? The Bible continues to say, thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been.
covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heavens.
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God. With sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by His own blood, and call upon Him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to His Word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by freewill offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your freewill donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew-English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question, is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia, or G-A, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted. enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.